To hear lawmakers and the governor talk about this proposed budget, you'd think they were looking at completely different plans. Republicans say their blueprint will give schools about $460 million more in state aid than they received the past 2 years. While that's hundreds of millions less than what Governor Jim Doyle proposed, Assembly Speaker John Gard says it still represents the largest school funding increase in state history.
And if a district needs more, they just got to go ask the people paying the bills for a little bit more. And I think that is a fair way. The largest spending increase in the state budget is on K through 12 schools.
But Governor Doyle says that's an unrealistic expectation and calls the GOP plan a massive cut. He says that by sliding schools of the extra state money he proposed, districts will have to make up the difference somehow. He says it's unlikely all schools will be successful with referenda.
The fact is, they're going to have to step in and lay off significant numbers of existing teachers of this state. They're going to have to increase class sizes. They're going to have to cut programs.
Republicans say their final budget will also reduce the state tax on Social Security benefits, and it would drop the gas tax by a penny per gallon. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is set to vote on the GOP proposal tonight, tackling not only the state's school budget, but also the spending plan for transportation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.